Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. A new poll shows Labour's Pēni Henare with a 10-point lead to hold Tāmaki Makaurau. The Courier Research poll of 500 people done for Whakaata Māori shows Mr Henare at 37%, followed by Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Natasha Kemp on 27%, National's Hinu Rewa Te Hau on 9%, and Darlene Tana for the Greens on 6%. Labour would take 35% of the party vote, followed by 23% for Te Pāti Māori, National 10% and Greens 9%. Cost of living was the most important issue among those polled, followed by the economy, law and order and poverty. National Party Health spokesperson Shane Letty says if elected on Saturday, National would keep Parliament in session until Christmas if needed to dismantle Labour reforms like the Māori Health Authority, Te Aka Whaora. In his own portfolio area, he has five major targets for the first 100 days, including setting targets for wait times in cancer treatment and boosting the emergency department workforce.
Thirdly, I'll introduce legislation around the Māori Health Authority. Fourthly, I want to introduce legislation to increase that breast cancer screening age up to 74 years. And finally, I want to sign an MOU with Waikato University to start progressing that third medical school. So quite an ambitious agenda. But quite confident that we can achieve that.
Health Coalition Aotearoa says scrapping Te Aka Whaora poses a grave threat to the health and well-being of tangata whenua. Co-chair Dr. Lisa Te Morenga says it would weaken Māori advocacy for better control over the alcohol, tobacco, vaping and unhealthy food industries, whose products disproportionately harmed them. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has announced the Port Waikato by-election will be held on the earliest possible date, Saturday the 25th of November. The by-election was forced by the death of ACT candidate Neil Christensen earlier this week. It means only party votes will be counted in this Saturday's poll. The result is certain to give National an extra member. Incumbent Andrew Bailey is sure to be re-elected, at which point he will take up the seat and National will add a list member, giving the next parliament 121 MPs. Māori Women's Welfare League president Hope Tupara says the league's annual conference in Rotorua last week was a chance for members to reconnect after years of COVID-forced separation. The 72-year-old Ropu has not been able to hold a conference since 2019.
So we had 500 members come this year, 200 of them were delegates and the rest were observers. So it was really good to see everyone, to have our rohe in one space.
Dr. Tupara says delegates discussed climate change and ways to improve whānau support. And that was your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!